Jasmine.
Cut a stove.
Mahalka.
Cut a stove. Today's class is going to be a little bit different because we're going to do the Rosh Chodesh information at 8:15 West Coast time. So tonight's handout, I'm not going to do the Ana B'Koach and so forth like I usually do. I'll do a L'Shem Yehud. So the handout is in the Zohar class. It's on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When you open up that, scroll down to the third book, Vayikra, and we are doing the Parasha of Vayikra, and we are doing Section 8.
Section 8?
Which means Section 8. On Saturday, Motzei Shabbat, we did Section 7. So Section 8 is Pasuk, starts with Pasuk 62. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urkimu Udhilu Udhilu Urkimu Leakta L'shem Yudhe Bubakhe Yehuda Kulei L'shem Kol
Yehudah
L'asok Torah Mitzvah I have muted your phones, so if you want to ask a question, please press star 6, and then I'll be able to hear you. Tachatzi b'sha'ata devar nashmata ken ovado ayin yud dekar b'na kola it besam v'it karav v'it kashir da b'da Yehuda Shalim Adahu Diktiv Adam Ki Yachriv Yachriv Mechem Ki Yachriv Lekashra Milin Kad Kachazay. The translation: come and see. When a man improves his deeds by an offering, everything is perfumed and joins each other in a perfect unison. Hence, if any man of you bring an offering, bring things to property, to properly join them. My question, my commentary question, is what is the meaning of properly join them? Pasuk 63. Kachatzi Adam ki yachriv liapuke mandila itnasiv deha karbaneya lav karban uvirkan la mishtachan legabeya La leila v'la letata mimashma diktiv Adam ki yachriv shanei haka delav hihu Adam v'la bat v'klala v'adam hu ushkinta la shirya Alohi begin deihu pagim veikre baal mum mare demu ma idrahayata mikola kachin linadaka likarva karbina. The translation. Come and see. If any man of you bring an offering, excludes any man who has not wed a wife. For his offering is not considered an offering, and there are no blessings with him, neither above nor below. This is understood from the verse, if any man of you bring an offering. He is different because he is not a man, not a part of mankind, and the Shekhinah does not dwell on him, because he is defective and is considered deformed. A deformed man is distanced from everything, most of all from the altar and from bringing an offering. My commentary. The verse is clear as written. The verse does not address a person who is not married, yet studies the sacrifices. What is the benefit of his Torah study if he is not married? Pasuk 64. Vinada viavihu o kahan diktiv v'teitse esh malpene Hashem ugine kach ketiv adam ki akriv michem karban Hashem Adam leishtakahu dechar benukba hayaze lekarva karbana David la achara. The translation, Nadav and Abihu proved this, as it says in the verse, and a fire went out from Hashem, because they were not married. Hence it is written, if any man of you bring an offering, a man consisting of both male and female is worthy of bringing an offering, but no other. My commentary. This verse is giving a source for the idea of a man is male and female together in unity. The 65th pasuk. V'yamar Rabbi Abba a'agidiyok buha l'na ne'eda v'yavihu b'mila achara hakihu v'day aval ketoret ila'a hu mikol karbanim v'yalma v'yaleya it barkan Ilai v'tata v'karbana da de'ihu le'ela mikol karbanin la yitchazun inun v'karva deha la yitnesibu v'karbana la yitchazun kol shekein l'milin Elain the it barkun al yadihu. The translation. Rabbi Abba said, although we interpreted Nadav and Abihu in a different way, it is surely so that it happened because they were not married. But incense is superior to any offering in the world, since for its sake the upper and lower beings are blessed. Yet they were not worthy of bringing this offering, which is higher than any offering, as they were not married to a woman. Therefore they were not worthy of bringing an offering, all the more so higher matters, like incense, for they were not worthy of it, that the world shall be blessed through them. My commentary. This pasuk is teaching that even sacrifices have a hierarchy. Pasuk 66. Ve'itema v'teitze eish milpene Hashem v'tokal otam amai lebar nashliata kame mitronita levasra la deha malka ate leveta vishre babr matronita lemech de ina ata lekabe lekame malka Tema Malka Hahu Barnash Dehu Mare Demumin Amar Malkin Lavhu Yikara Dila Dili Dial Yado Dehaim Pagin Iyu Lamatronita Ad haki it kenat mitronitan beta lekol malka kevan dechamat de malka hava zamin lemete legaba vehahu barnash garin istalka malka mina Gedein Paki Dat Mitronita Likadla Lehahu Barnash. The translation. You may say, and a fire went out from Hashem and devoured them. Wherefore were they so severely punished? He answers, it is like the story of a man who came before the queen to announce that the king would come to her house and stay with the queen, to rejoice with her. The man came before the king, and the king saw that the man was deformed. The king said, it is beneath my honor that through this crippled man I shall come to the queen. In the meantime, the queen prepared her house for the king. When she saw that the king was ready to come to her, yet that man caused the king to stay away from her. The queen gave orders to kill that man. My commentary. This story does not really make sense. Hashem is the name used in the verse, Vayikra, chapter 10, verse 2. The name Hashem appears twice in the story. It is the queen that kills Nadab and Abihu, not the king. It should have one name, Hashem, and one name, Elohim, in the verse. As a student of Kabbalah, see if you can determine which name of Hashem is best, Elohim. Also, see if you can answer why it is not Elohim. Pasuk 67. Kach mezimna dialu naidav yavihu uktoret bidaihu chadat mitronita veitachnat lekabela lemalka kewan dechama Malka inun guvrin pagimin mare demomin labea malka dial yadaihu yeti lemishre ima Vistalka kumalkamina kadfamat matronita divginehum istalak malkamina miyad vitate eshmilpane hashem utkal otam. The translation. When Nadav and Abihu likewise came in holding incense, the queen, which is Malchut, rejoiced and prepared herself to accept the king, Zeranpin. When the king saw that these men were flawed and deformed, the king did not want to come to the queen through them, to stay with her. Thus the king went away from her. When the queen saw that it was because of them that the king was gone from her, immediately a fire went out from Hashem and devoured them. My commentary. Was this the answer that you arrived at in the above verse? Pasuk 68. Recall da begin de man delight nasil who pagin mare out the moonin kadam malka kadusha the malka is talak minea delashiria. Bechimu v'al da ketiv Adam ki yikriv min kam karban mandi kre Adam yikriv mandi la ikre Adam la yakriv. The translation. The reason for all this is that he who is unmarried is flawed and deformed in the eyes of the king, and the holiness of the king is gone from him, for it does not dwell on a flaw. Of this it is written, if any man of you bring an offering, let he who is considered a man bring it. But he who is not considered a man, namely he who is unmarried, shall not bring it. My commentary is the pasuk is clear as written. Min habechema kelal min habakar umin hatzayim perat levatar Elaine de Kashrin, Lemikal, the Udlay, Udla, Kashrain, Lemekal, Asir, Lekarba, Ulatar, Ahara, Istaliku, Inun. The Kashran, the Ehip, the Inun, the La Kashran. The translation. Of the cattle is a generalization, including all kinds of animals, unclean and clean. Of the herd and the flock is a specification after the generalization. For the general contains only what is in the particular, namely, only those which are kosher for eating. For the general contains only what is in the particular, namely, only those which are kosher for eating. It is forbidden to bring as an offering those animals which are not kosher to eat. It has been discussed elsewhere which animals are kosher and which are not kosher, and the secret meaning thereof. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written, yet why is it here, as the last verse in this section? Perhaps it is transitioning to the next section. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? I'm going to unmute the phone. Everyone can now be heard. Do you have any questions? So our next class will be in about 45 minutes, and it will be the Rosh Chodesh information. Tomorrow morning, Friday morning, at 7 a.m. West Coast time, we will have a class on the Psalms as well. Any questions? Have a beautiful evening. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.